Black Book, The Hollywood Hooker, and Heidi Gates. Lonnie Anderson says Bert's a dud in bed. Uh-oh.
Here's the news. The carnival sideshows have become the main event. And tonight we want to take you behind the tents to show you the tabloid business from the inside.
Hollywood, madam, there you go. Hollywood, yeah, yeah, yeah. Heidi Gates, Bert and Lonnie's breakup, Beverly Hills, madam, Hollywood.
In this billion-dollar business, there's only one story that's guaranteed. A big name in trouble. That's the best news of all.
But of course, the one that's grabbing the headlines right now are the allegations about Michael Jackson, the biggest superstar in the world, allegations that he sexually molested young boys. In the audience out here, by applause.
We're going to show you how a mega scandal happens, how blood in the water becomes the sort of feeding frenzy we've all seen. Michael Jackson is our window into the new news business. And the magazine shows, talk shows, news chats, and infotainments that feed off tabloid truth.
Michael Jackson, violator or victim?
Let's be honest. It's a riveting show when a big entertainer gets taken down. This scandal cost Jackson his image and untold millions in cash. But what does it cost us when all our news is entertainment? And every story, even child abuse, is a property with a price. The roar of the Jackson scandal began as an anonymous whisper on a quiet morning last August in the San Fernando Valley.
Well, I was laying in bed on a Sunday morning, dead asleep when the phone rang, and this voice said, a search warrant has gone down. In fact, two of them have gone down. And I, okay, like what, where? And he said, Neverland. Well, I'm not up on music. I listen to Latin music, and I said, what, Peter Pan got searched?
Don Ray is a freelance television reporter. He runs a news service out of his home.
I said, what, the MTV, Michael Jackson? He says, yeah, that one. Something having to do with child molestation. That woke me up. He said, well, I understand they had to use a locksmith to get into some of the places there. So I started going down this list. The first one was disconnected. It was the one that was seemingly closest. The second one I actually scored on. He says, yeah, this is Twain. And I said, I understand you were in Neverland this morning. He says, no, I wasn't. I said, oh, no, I guess I've dialed, and he interrupted and said, it was yesterday. Oh, yeah, yesterday, right, yeah, yesterday.
Don Ray took his story to the local Channel 4, KNBC. The L.A. police would only confirm they were investigating Jackson. Nothing about the charges. No matter. Just the promos were enough.
I was sitting in my cubicle at work, and I was working on a Heidi Fleiss story. I had been doing a Hollywood Madam story. And my boss came to me and tapped me on my shoulder and said, in about 7 minutes, Channel 4 is going to run a story about Michael Jackson. I don't really know what it is, but come to my office. Let's watch it. You're on the Michael Jackson story.
Channel 4 News has learned, and the LAPD just a few moments ago confirmed for us, that entertainer Michael Jackson is the subject of a criminal investigation.
I watched the original story, and I didn't get it. I knew that they had issued two search warrants. I knew that the police were looking for something. I knew there was a locksmith named Duane that they had taken along with them to open up every closet, door, shed that they could find. But I didn't know why.
Nowhere did we say anything about child molestation, and I did get that message from the very beginning that that's what it was all about. Nowhere. That was courtesy of Michael Jackson's camp at 6 o'clock. Mr. Pelicano was nice enough to come in and deny the allegations of the child molestation. And that, I think at that point, there must have been 747s in London Heathrow lining up with money bags being poured on and fleets of Fleet Street people flying to Los Angeles to buy whatever they needed to buy on this story.
Phone rings, 8:20, a tipster of mine, a friend of mine, and a very reliable source says, Michael Jackson's been arrested on child sex abuse scandal charges. So So first thing is ring the office, say, look, enormous story breaking, basically hold the front page. And the decision was taken by the news editor at the time that we had to splash on it. In other words, we had to put it all over the front page, which we did, thank God.
Of course, it had to be the Sun, the beast of British tabloids. If you want to know about scandal, you have to start here in London, with the Fleet Street hacks, who are hungrier, faster, more relentless than anything homegrown in America.
And we ran the story at about 10 to 2 on the Monday night, which got into the last edition, which got about 650,000 copies on the street. We were the first paper anywhere to carry the story on our front page.